Warning, too many people are putting their careers at risk because of what they post on social network sites. They say many employers search candidates on Twitter and Facebook and are finding inappropriate photos, bad language, and people criticising companies or managers. It can mean you don't get that job as a result, but lots of you reckon it's wrong. Newsbeat's Amy Gladwell's got the story.
It's early and it's cold, but this Job Centre Plus is busy.
I've been looking for a job for about 7 months now.
You're finding it really tough?
Yeah.
Almost 1 million 16 to 24-year-olds are out of work in the UK. If you are one of those, you may not realise something about employers.
I actually never knew they would look you up on Facebook.
But recruiters across the UK say most do on other social networking sites too.
What you do in your free time has got nothing to do with the company.
That's one view, but it is legal, and as long as employers don't discriminate against things like race or sexuality, they can choose not to employ you based on behaviour they see online.
Social media is seen as a CV database now by many recruiters.
Simon Bracewell's an employer from the Recruitment Society.
You know when somebody always says, before you come to an interview, you should research the company. Well, employers actually do the same with candidates.
And Katerina Rudegaard's from the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, a large HR body. Both groups warn in a tough jobs market, they're seeing more cases of people exposing themselves badly online. Sometimes quite literally.
I've seen so much of it. There are most definitely just so many of them out there where people have posted naked pictures.
And of course, you're not invincible once you've got work. Kelly's wheeling a pram out of the job centre. After pulling a sickie as a hairdresser, her boss had proof.
I went out partying for 2 days, having a good time, and he saw my pictures on Facebook, so I got caught out and I got a warning.
Do you look back at it and think I was being really stupid there?
Of course, I thought I can't have this, you know?
She's now changed her privacy settings. Job Centre Plus doesn't give advice on this, and recruiters think it should. They also say the power of social networks is a great chance to market yourself well.
I think it's very frustrating that I have to be careful now about it, and I can't say always what I really feel.
Dan, not his real name, is 17. He thinks he lost out on a job after joking about the cafe chain online, but he's glad it was a lesson learned.
My prospective university has followed me on Twitter. I'm hoping I'll get an offer from them soon.
On the Newsbeat Facebook page, Gareth says, what I do outside work hours has nothing to do with my employer or future employer, as long as I'm not breaking laws. If I want to have a blowout or swear, it's my life. Hannah's friends with her boss on Facebook.
Yes, they can see pictures of my nights out, but why not? We've got to let our hair down.
Finally, Joe says, if you're dumb enough to get caught out, maybe you're too dumb to do the job.
Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
The father of a six-month-old boy who was swept into a harbour in Somerset yesterday has thanked the people who helped save him. Sam Cooper Stevens was blown into the water at Watchet, still strapped into his pushchair. Here's his dad, Martin.
Split second of gust took, I do. That was it. The likeness of it ever happening again is probably never. But yeah, he's alive, so that's what counts.
The dock master, George Reader, jumped into the water to Sam before a passerby helped revive him. And at Newsbeat Online today...
Hi, I'm David Attenborough.
We've been asking the TV legend your questions, plus we learnt about his favourite ever pet, a monkey called Sammy.
And he'd go... and he'd come over and squirm in between us. So, because he and I were pals.
Watch the video now. Just put Newsbeat and Attenborough into any search engine.
Newsbeat.
Sport now, here's Ben Mundy.
The FA Cup, a dangerous football competition to take lightly with huge repercussions should you rest too many of your key players for a game against lower league opposition.
And that's it! Oldham have done it! What a remarkable story this is!
Not for Liverpool. The Premier League side dumped out of the fourth round by League One's Oldham Athletic, going down 3-2. So who's Liverpool boss Brendan Rodgers blaming?
I was bitterly disappointed with the young players today. You know, this is a chance for them to come and show that they can come and play for Liverpool, a club that has to be challenging for trophies.
You might be forgiven for thinking Oldham manager Paul Dickoff will spend the day enjoying his cup scalp, but he's taken just 1 point from 24 in the league and is meeting his chairman Simon Corney today.
I'm not going to sack him today. As happy as I am with the players from yesterday, there's a part of me which is a little angry because I feel that in the last few weeks they haven't performed to the level that they can.
But Corney won't say whether Dickoff will still be in charge for their fifth round home tie with Everton. Leeds are also through to the next round after they beat Tottenham 2-1. Holders Chelsea will need a replay after they could only manage a 2-2 draw at Brentford though. And it wasn't just yesterday the lower league sides played havoc. On Friday, Millwall saw off Aston Villa. MK Dons beat QPR on Saturday, while non-league Luton Town overcame top-flight Norwich in what was probably the result of the weekend. St Mirren will play Hearts in the Scottish League Cup final after beating Neil Lennon's Celtic 3-2.
It was like a hunger. You know, that's a soulless performance from us. You know, I don't know where that performance came from.
Elsewhere, Dundee United manager Peter Houston has left the club by mutual consent this morning. In the SPL yesterday, Aberdeen Hibs finished goalless, as did Dundee against Kilmarnock. Cricket, limited overs coach Ashley Giles reckons England's one-day series in India wasn't a disaster, despite losing the five-match tour 3-2. Giles says it was a good learning experience. And better news for England's women, they've beaten South Africa by 51 runs in their opening warm-up match ahead of the World Cup in India.
This is Newsbeat.
Now on Newsbeat, a quiz with a big prize. Not a caravan or a holiday or a load of cash, but the right to live in the UK. The citizenship test, which foreign people